This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Today's rain, lower temperatures, and low winds are welcome conditions for fighting three wildfires in the province, but fog is creating a problem. At an update on forest fires this morning, Premier John Hogan says once the ceiling allows, air crews will be able to get back at fire suppression. But he says these fires are still listed as out of control.
I can say that after this weekend, we're very hopeful that we've turned the corner on these three fires. But it is important to note that all three are still classified as being out of control. And we don't need the air assets that we did last week on the Paddy's Pond fire. So of course, that will certainly help deploy the assets as to Martin Lake and to Kingston to fight those fires. So it was a good news story over the course of this weekend, although I do understand, of course, that individuals in the CBN area are having a difficult time as this is now dragging on into week three.
Hogan says the Kingston fire is now burning at 9,850 hectares with limited growth, and the Martin Lake fire is about 1,770 hectares. He says he met with people in Carbonear yesterday, and the province will be there to help communities rebuild.
Well, there's certainly a sense of fatigue and a tremendous sense of sadness. Some family members that I talked to, of course, they're upset. They've lost their homes. One lady I talked to lost her home, and her three sons lost their homes. This was in Kingston. I remember what she said to me, that Kingston is not just a place to live. Like, Kingston is a way of life, is how she communicated to me. There's no words for me to comfort her, just to tell her that the province will be there to rebuild.
An emergency cabinet committee is being put in place to help with assessment of losses for people in affected communities, headed by Seniors Minister Jamie Corap. Meanwhile, nearly 1,200 payments of $500 each have been issued since last week, and nearly 6,100 people have registered as an evacuee. That's Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.